second eviction happened on Big Brother last night. Mel was taken out of the house and thrown back into the real world, and she joins us right now. How are you, Mel?
Hi, Mel.
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Good, Mel. I want to play the moment that you got the bad news back last night. This is Sonia. Yes, sorry. We're going to relive it.
It's time to go. Mel.
I thought so. It's...
Come here. Now, straight after that, and this is the reason I wanted to play it back, you started saying, I suck at this game.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think... why did you suck so hard at the game, Big Brother?
Oh, I don't know if you watched, but I was all about making people feel good and trying to bring joy to the house as much as possible. And while I was doing that, I was being, you know, talked about in the next room, and I dropped the ball so hard because I was like, oh, that wouldn't be happening. Like, we're all a happy family here. Rookie error.
Very much, rookie. It's not how the game works.
Did you go in with a strategy, or did you not think it was going to be such a strategy-heavy game so early on?
Yeah, exactly that. But also, a lot of people have always said to me, you know, like, I can wear people down.
Mm.
So, rookie error again.
Mel, a lot of the chat regarding Big Brother and the new season has been surrounding Drew and Sam. Now, we know Drew from a few years ago. He's a bit of a love rat.
Mm.
He's got a reputation for, you know, getting in a relationship on the show, whatever. And it's happened again straight away with Sam, who's a new player to the game.
Mm.
Can you give us a bit of an insight into that relationship? Because you were there at the start of it. It seems on the outside to me that maybe Sam's a little bit more into it than Drew is. Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, what I observed with those two is it was from the get-go. Like, obviously, they looked at who was in the house and realised, well, this is what's in front of me. Let's make this work. And that's what I was like. I was like, wow, how can you connect with someone so quickly and you haven't even found out their favourite colour?
See, but that's my thing,
in
Mel.
In that environment, it's just look at the numbers.
Yeah,
What's my best bet? I don't know why, but to me, because she's already lied about knowing Josh on the outside in the house. I'm like, did she know Drew on the outside? Is there something that's, you know, that they met in the past? Because they just felt so familiar so quickly.
I know, right? And that's the thing with expect the unexpected. Like I said.
So did they know each other outside the house?
Well, I have no idea. But okay. The thing is with me is because I was bringing joy to others, I didn't really concentrate on them because, you know, I've seen Love Island, I've seen all those shows, and I'm not about it.
They were bringing joy to each other. You didn't need to bring joy to them.
It seems too, though, Mel, from what we've seen on TV and from you being in there, it seems like it's pretty, like, it's about as deep as a puddle, the relationship.
I'm going to write that down. I like that little
deep one. As a puddle.
You'll do. It's a blue light disco. And you have to be in the spa to patch. It's like a nightclub.
Let's go.
A Big Brother Passion Dash. Mel, you have been so genuine on the show. Anyway, we didn't get a lot of time to get to know you, but you look beautiful as Princess Jasmine on night one, as Tim said. And it's been great to get to know you just for the start of Big Brother. Thanks so much for your time, Mel. And it's back Monday to Thursday next week on 7 and 7+. Thanks, Mel.
No worries. Have a great day.